It's not enough just to say, oh, you need to just know God loves you in general. You've got to fix your mind on what? You've got to let the Holy Spirit show you what? How Jesus Christ was condemned in your place. How Jesus Christ sacrificially gave himself and was condemned in your place. And what you're doing, you first study that. You learn that. That's the heart of the gospel. And then you spend the rest of your life letting the Holy Spirit amass radioactive material to work on the tumors of your heart. See, why do I say tumors? Sin is a tumor. You know, cancer, what is cancer? Cancer is just cell growth gone bad, so it's going to kill you. And what is sin? It's self-centeredness, self-absorption, self-concentration. It's going to kill you unless you kill it first. And what is the radioactive isotope that will shrink and kill those tumors before they kill you? It's what Jesus Christ did on the cross, illuminated by the Holy Spirit. Now there's going to be texts. They're so diverse. There's every person who has grown in grace and has bit by bit and by bit been changed, has put to death the self-salvation of the body, the self-salvation of the soul, and slowly more and more lived large, lived free, lived loved. Anyone who's been through that, you've got a kind of a secret thread of texts and movies and passages and biblical texts and sermons and things like that, that over the years, the Holy Spirit grabs hold of because of who you are and where you are at the time and turns it into a radioactive material which you can get out the rest of your life and use to shrink those tumors when you know that they're starting to grow back. You know, Kathy and I have got a, you know, for example, Duncan, at the end of Last of the Mohicans, the British officer who dies in the fire, arms outstretched, crucified to save a life of Korah. Does that get to you? Maybe not to you. But it's part of the radioactive materials the Holy Spirit's given us. 1 Corinthians 1, God made the foolish things of the world. He used the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He uses the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He used even the lowly and despised things, even the things that are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. You say, oh, that's kind of moving to me. Yeah, but for us, this is one of the radioactive parts. This is some of the material that the Holy Spirit is using to destroy the self-salvation. You can find it anywhere. At the end of The Iron Giant, the great cartoon, The Iron Giant, he takes a nuke to save the people and then gets resurrected to some incredible music. See, Kathy and I can't watch that without weeping about Jesus. And you might say, you know, gee. But let me really show you how it works. At the end of A Tale of Two Cities, Sidney Carton resembles Charles Darnay. Charles Darnay is in the Bastille, I guess, and he's been sentenced to death. He's condemned, and he's going to be guillotined, right? Okay. Sidney Carton breaks in stealthily to the jail, knocks Charles Darnay out, and some of his companions take the unconscious man and steal him out of the jail. And Sidney Carton takes his place, takes his clothes, and waits to die in his place. And the next day, there's a young girl, who's also been condemned to die. And she comes up thinking he's Charles Darnay, begins to talk, but then realizes it's not. Sees his face and realizes it's not. And her eyes get really big. And she says, "Are you dying for him?" And he says, "Yes." See, that begins to shrink my tumors. The old King James Bible in verse 13 said, "You must mortify the deeds of the flesh. You must mortify your false saviors, and you will live." And of course, today that word mortification just means embarrass, so we don't use the word anymore. In the old days, it meant to put something in the mortuary. But you know what? When I hear Sidney Carton say, "Yes, I'm dying for him," it shrinks my tumors. It mortifies my stupid, egocentric heart that's always worried about what I'm getting here and what I'm getting there, and is somebody noticing me, am I getting it? It mortifies with joy. The joy of what Jesus Christ has done for me, it mortifies my ego into silence, so it's not bothering me as much. And it's not bothering you as much. Are you dying for him? And he says, yes, for him and his wife. And then she takes hold of his hand and says, stranger, it's going to be hard for me to die, but if I could hold the hand of someone so brave and so courageous and loving as you, I think I can face it. And he says, all right. She was smitten by the wonder of his substitutionary sacrifice for somebody else. How much more when the Holy Spirit shows you what Jesus Christ has done for you, will you be able to put to death the things that's putting you to death?